for America Act to expand access to E15 fuel. The measure, backed by Senators Chuck Grassley, Joni Ernst, and Amy Klobuchar, would remove barriers to E15 use by finalizing delayed Environmental Protection Agency rulemaking, updating fuel labels, and confirming the fuel's compatibility with existing storage and dispensing equipment. Supporters argue that the legislation would lower fuel prices, increase demand for domestically grown crops, and benefit the environment while ensuring retailers avoid unnecessary infrastructure costs.
USDA's Risk Management Agency will make a one-time congressionally mandated payment to approved insurance providers handling eligible crop insurance contracts for specialty crops in the 2022-2023 reinsurance years. The $30 million allocation will be distributed proportionately based on each provider's liabilities. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you are listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The U.S. Grains Council has a new name and an expanded identity. The organization is now officially known as the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. President and CEO Ryan LeGrand says this name change is the result of a two-year effort to better reflect the council's full mission.
We hired a market research firm and discussed in depth with our board, with stakeholders, and with our full staff. We've been promoting distillers' grains to overseas markets for 20 years. We have been promoting and developing markets for ethanol for 10 to 11 years in overseas markets. So those two products have been part of our identity and practice, but not in name. And so we thought it was time to really fully incorporate every product within our portfolio into our name and create a name that will carry us well into the future as we continue to evolve, maintain relevance with the times, and carry out that mission of developing markets, enabling trade, improving lives.
LeGrand says the timing of the change aligns with emerging opportunities in biofuels, including sustainable aviation fuel and marine fuel applications.
SAF is on the horizon. Let's hope it can become a reality one day. Hopefully when it does, we'll be prepared for it with this name. Bioproducts incorporates everything coming out of ethanol plants today and hopefully well into the future. Another one is sustainable marine fuel. That's starting to pop up on a lot of people's radars. Ethanol can really contribute to cleaning up the fuel, cleaning up the emissions coming from these ocean-going vessels, and we're hoping to play a role in that. So bioproducts, our name, would be inclusive of sustainable marine fuel as well.
Taking a look at the markets right now and how we're trading, we're looking at Minneapolis wheat September up 0.75 cents right now at 577.5. December is down 1.75 cents at 595.5. And Chicago, September, we're up 0.25 cents, 514.75. September, Kansas City, we're up 0.5 cents right now at 518.75. And September corn, it's up 2.25 right now at 385. December is up 2.5 at 408. And the soybeans, September, we're up 23 now at 9.93. November is up 22.5 at 10.10. Looking at canola, we're up 12.40 right now at 6.81.70 Canadian. This is the Red River Farm Network.